I ache all over sometimes. Makes me feel old. I am old, but feeling it is the worst. We're not young people with wrinkles, are we? We're older. We've had lives, experiences. We've done things. Maybe it's just in the mind. Maybe if I decide I'm not going to be old, I won't. I don't want to be old. But then I look in the mirror and think, who's that? It depresses me. Because, of course, when you get to my age, it's your body that decides what you do, not your brain. Like Betty Davis said, old age is not for sissies. And I'm not a sissy. But not being able to do what you want when your body says no is hard. And it's only going to get worse.
Skype is a wonderful invention. Have you ever Skyped at all? It's wonderful. You see, I was one of those people who said, I don't understand computers. I can't get along with them. I don't want to stare at a screen, but it's not like that really. You feel connected. It really works. We Skype our daughters in Australia. We've got two daughters, one with us and one living down under, and she's got a son. And we see them nearly every day on Skype. I know a lot of older people don't see their grandchildren and their children. And without Skype, neither would we. It's a marvellous invention. That for a person stuck at home, if they've got a computer or even an iPad, it's wonderful technology. I think anyone who doesn't have a computer but is able to get one, they should, because there are courses to teach you computing and to get on the internet. You know, Silver Surfers. And if they can get Skype, then you can stay in contact with your family, even though they may be in other countries or miles away. I know a lot of grandparents do that. That can really help a person.
I know people who've just shut themselves away. More people do that than I think you realise. Just don't go out. Don't answer the door. Because once you're in that state, it's very hard to get out. It's all very well people saying pull yourself out of it, but if you're right down there, you can't. And some people don't want to be helped. And if somebody doesn't want to be helped, they won't be.
My wife died 15 years ago. We've been married for 43 years. Quite unexpected, her dying. Best aorta. I wasn't there. It was all over by the time I got home from the allotment, which was only up the road. Packed in the allotment after that. There's not a day goes by when I don't miss her. Don't get me wrong, I've got plenty to do. I'm not bored sitting at home and moping all the time. I go out, I do the garden. I see my old friends from work. We have lunch together every month or so, and three or four of us meet up sometimes in the evening to go out. I see my son, of course, and my grandchildren too, sometimes. We lived here, in this house, for 40 years, see? Only the same owners, so we knew our way around. I don't go to the football anymore, though. I don't like coming home to an empty house. I hate it. You see, we used to have a lovely routine. I wasn't a fan of the football club when we first got here. It was her. She was the one who had always supported them. She'd been a fan since she was young. But she stopped going once she had the kids. Like many young mums, priorities change, don't they? I don't know whether we bought the place because the ground was within earshot. We never talked about it. But looking back, we probably did. Anyway, she marched me off there in the early days and pretty soon I got the bug. So, on a match day, she'd be busy round the house with the radio set to the local station. You could hear the cheering of the fans from the garden, that's how close we were to the ground. Quite loud it was when there was a goal. And I'd be off to the match, see? Yeah, they were great times on Saturday afternoon, win or lose. More often losing, I seem to remember. Just me and my boy, when he was around. And then, when the match was over, we'd come back home and she'd have the tea ready on the table and she'd tell me all about the game because she'd heard it all on the radio with all the commentators' views on it and everything. Who played best? How the ref had missed this or that foul or given it the wrong team? We'd have a good old chinwag about it. She knew her stuff. But now, since she passed away, I found I couldn't face it anymore. I couldn't face coming home to an empty house, you see, not having her to chat to about it. So I stopped going, just like that. 22 years I went to the home games and then never again after she died. It wasn't the same. I still hear the goals go in, mind, on a Saturday afternoon, and I do miss it. But I could never go back. It's hard still being here when so much around me has changed.
I don't want to go to the community room. I'm happy on my own. I don't want to spend my time with strangers. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking they wouldn't be strangers if I spent time with them. But I haven't got time for that. And besides, I don't want to make new friends. Where would be the point? Relationships take time to develop. Friendships take years. You have to invest in them. I haven't got time for that anymore. There wouldn't be any depths. We wouldn't know each other, not properly. So I'll just sit here. I'm happy on my own. Sometimes I look out of the window. Other times I watch the TV or read. It's all right being on your own.
It's as though getting older means you lose things. And I don't mean misplacing your door keys. I mean, things get taken away from you. It's a slow process, but it's like your life is slowly eroded. And you can feel it coming, creeping up on you. And you think, how have I ended up here? Like this, without the things I had before. It's hard. I used to drive. That was what got me out of the house when I started having trouble with my legs. I drove to the bakery every day to get my bread. And even that was all I did in a day. That was all right because I'd been out and done something, seen some people. But then they took away my driving licence. I can still drive, of course, but I'm not allowed to. They took a lot more than my licence. They took my independence. I can't walk far, you see, without the stick. So the bakery is out the question now. Alison, she's offered to take me there, but it's not the same, is it? I don't want to rely on her, be a burden. She's got her own things to be getting on with. So she just drops in a loaf from the supermarket when she remembers. You know, a Hovis or a Warburton's. I do miss the bakery. I like the people there. We knew each other. We chatted. Not about much, but we talked. It's important. More important than I realised. It's those simple things that keep you going. The little interactions that make you feel more human. And the bread, well, it was really good. They say I should get out more, go to events. There's plenty for you to involve yourself in, they say. But any number of events isn't going to help if I can't get there, is it?
All I need is someone to talk to. All I need is someone to visit. All I need is to get out of here. All I need is to talk. All I need is a visit. All I need is to get out. All I need is someone talking, visiting, here. That's all I need. Someone.